Hello.
Yeah, okay. Thank you very much. I'm not really a stage person, so I'm just going to be here and, you know, talk to you. I think I'm tall enough, maybe you can see, but this light is irritating me. I'm just trying to hide myself. Anyway, so welcome again. You know, hopefully you had a, you know, good learning from the last session. So what I'm going to do is, first of all, just to introduce myself, my name is Manish, and I work as a principal consultant and solutions architect for the South Asian Dell software team. Okay, I handle the Microsoft platform basically. So what I do over here is I'm going to be talking about, you know, Active Directory on premises and Active Directory on the cloud, which is basically Azure AD. Okay, so there are a lot of things to discuss about over here. So I'm going to take around 30-35 minutes to show you what do we have here. Okay, to start with, why are we here? First of all, we are here because it's a 2016 server launch, obviously, right? So just to show you, you know, the new features coming out in 2016 servers, we are all aware of it. You know, the containers, the nano servers, the new Hyper-V functionalities, and so on, right? So Microsoft is actually, you know, evolving continuously. Like, the new version is actually going to get new features for you, and especially in Active Directory, there's going to be a lot many features coming out as well. So what we do over here is we try to help our customers basically to support and to, you know, use this new features of Active Directory in much more better way. That's what we do basically as a company. So that is what Dell Software has been doing since the last, you know, I would say 10-15 years, when we used to be Quest earlier and now Dell Software. This is what we used to be focusing on all the time. Okay, look at this one. Everyone knows this. Office 365 is growing rapidly, right? Everyone knows this it's very, very evident everywhere. Look at the numbers here, 22 million consumers and 70 million commercial customers. It's really, really rapidly developing, right? And apart from that, look at the middle one. In a commercial segment, Office 365 had a 57% month-over-month jump. And lastly, about 1 million subscriber per year. Can you imagine? The numbers are really, really mind-boggling over here, right? But when there are people who are looking forward to go to the cloud, are they really aware of everything what Office 365 is all about? That is what I'm going to talk about a little bit over here, okay? Looking at the next one. But again, before you talk about Office 365, you know, you have to think about Active Directory, because everything you're going to take to the cloud depends on your Active Directory as well. So is your Active Directory designed properly? Is it normalized properly? You know, is it secure enough to take your data to the cloud? You have to be sure of all of this information before you can actually make a move to the next step, which is your Office 365 cloud, okay? Again, it's very important. I would say this is actually the right time, you know, for you to go ahead and start looking at your own Active Directory information and see, am I in the right spot currently, or do I have to do something to modify, to change, to embrace the new cloud technologies, okay? You have to be sure of that. That is where, again, Dell Software, you know, comes into the picture to help you, you know, optimize your current infrastructure, optimize your Exchange, your Active Directory, and redesign to make sure you can go to the cloud successfully. Okay? Let's look at this. So, why is AD modernization, I would say, so important? You've been hearing from Microsoft since morning, right? 20 years of legacy of Active Directory of Windows servers, right? It basically means everyone is pushing customers to move to a newer platform, basically to modernize, right? So what exactly is modernize? Modernize basically means to use the latest technologies of Microsoft, you know, starting from Active Directory to Exchange to whatever be it, right? Use so that you can make use of the latest features, latest security features as well, and, you know, overall be more efficient with your business and do more profits. That is the whole end of the picture, right? So look at this. Microsoft, Foresters, MVPs around the world believe that modernizing your Active Directory is the way forward. If you want to really make sure, you know, you can use the benefits of the latest platform, that is the way to go. And that is where Dell Software helps our customers in basically doing modernization. We help modernization in different phases, you know, starting from migration. If you are on an older platform, and I hope there are not 2003 customers here, but if there are, we help them modernize to go to the latest platform, say 2016. If they are on, a very not distorted, or I can say decentralized system, we can help them centralize. Okay, we can help them get more secure. We We can help them get more compliant if they are following any compliance frameworks, okay? And apart from that, we also do a lot of backup and recovery to make sure if you are in a disastrous situation, now we do help you out of that as well. Okay, that's what we focus on over here. So just to focus one thing over here, which is this one. As per Forrester, if you invest in modernizing your Active Directory, okay, your ROI is basically going to be 1 to 4%, 124% in the next 23 months, okay, which is basically there are a lot of benefits over there. Because you're going to be making use of a new technology and new features, new skill sets could be available, and of course, more productivity, okay? Next is, yeah, good slide actually, about Azure AD, okay? Everyone is, you know, looking forward to go to the cloud, Office 365. How many of you are aware that once you subscribe Office 365, you are actually taking up Azure subscription as well? How many of you are aware of that? Okay, first line says that, right? So I hope I see more hands then. Okay, so Office 365 requires an Azure instance, which means at the back end, if you are using Office 365, you are basically going to be using an Azure directory instance. Okay, that's where you're going to be storing every information of yours. So Azure AD is basically a multi-tenant directory services. Like in every organization, you have got Active Directory, right, on-premises? But in the cloud, it's Azure AD. And you know, company A comes inside, so there would be a part of Azure AD given to company A. Company B comes to Office 365, a part of the Azure AD is given to company B, and so on. It's basically a flat structure. Azure AD is basically a flat structure, but it is multi-tenanted, okay? That is where it gets more important to understand how Azure AD and how your on-premises AD integrate together. And what is the risk and what is the impact of your local on-premise AD onto a cloud Azure AD? Okay, that is where I'm going to be focusing on more now. Second thing is, Azure AD provides directory services for Office 365 applications. We all know this now, right? Because the backend is basically Azure AD directory. And the third is, because we are integrating your on-prem and the cloud AD, you are getting something called as a hybrid Active Directory, or we call it hybrid directory, okay? Simple word. I mean, it's not really a term which is widely used across. You would have heard of hybrid cloud and hybrid infrastructure, you know. In Dell software, we take this as a hybrid directory services, basically, because we're trying to integrate two directories together, okay? So how directory or how hybrid directory was created is basically 90% of the companies use AD, which is on-premises. Then Office 365 is growing at an exponential rate of 70% year on year, right? And there are Azure AD users, which is more than 10 million now. So combining all of this basically gives you what? Hybrid directory. If you see the last one, 75% of the organization who have got users more than 500 are actually running into hybrid mode already, and they're not aware of it, okay? If they're aware of it, they're not really aware of the challenges which an Azure AD along with on-premises AD can actually have, you know, the directory, the hybrid AD challenges. So that's what I'm going to talk about again. Okay, so once you look at hybrid AD, how does it look like? This is how it looks like. So over here, you have your on-premises Active Directory, right? So everybody right now would be using this, correct? Once you start thinking of deploying Office 365, you are going to go to this phase, which is, you know, Office 365, your application, your Azure AD, and so on. So what we do basically, or what Microsoft is doing is, it's using something called as Azure AD Connect in between, which is going to help you synchronize your on-premises AD with the cloud Azure AD, correct? So that the end user basically gets what? A single sign-on services. That is a basic workflow of AD along with hybrid AD or Azure AD, okay? Now, the next thing to remember is, if a customer or if you guys are running in a hybrid directory mode, you are basically going to be seeing that your on-premise AD is your authoritative AD. Everything which is going to happen in your organization is going to be basically happening on-premise AD only. Okay, you won't be able to make any changes here at all because you're in hybrid. So everything is going to go only this way, okay, only this way. Okay, that's going to be only one way. So basically, you make a change of, you create a new user in local AD. Next cycle of AD Connect will run. The new user is going to be created into cloud as well. You make a group policy change, it's going to be applied to the cloud again. You make a group change, or you delete something, you modify something, it's going to get replicated to the cloud again. And as soon as it gets replicated to the cloud, all the services, if that account is supposed to use, they will all be also affected. So you see a big picture now? That if something wrong happens to your on-premises AD, that will get replicated to the cloud AD, and it can actually affect your cloud data as well. So you see the picture here, right? That is what we focus on. So we try to let the customers be aware of that. You are going to the cloud, yes, very secure. Microsoft is suggesting 99.9% security and so on things. It's very amazing. But what happens to the data inside? Is that really secure as well? Why? It's because there are employees, there are people internal to the organization who can do things which you are not really aware of. How do you protect yourself against those guys? That is what we look at over here. That's why we have created this concept of hybrid AD so that we can let you be aware of what exactly is going on. Okay? So the next is, just to give you a quick glimpse of differences between on-premises AD and Azure AD. It's very easy. On-prem AD, everyone knows it, right? It's a most powerful Active Directory or a directory services possible. Why? It's because it's LDAP interface, there is Kerberos authentication, which is really, really amazing, right? It works so perfectly well. Then you have got schema, which means any new applications coming inside, we basically can modify the schema, add their own objects inside, and it can work from there onwards. Then you got group policy, then you got a Windows integration. This is all good features of Active Directory. If you look on the other side, Azure AD is not an on-premise Active Directory. It's basically a flat structure. Like one big box, you just keep making little containers for for different users or customers. One big box, one tenant for abc.com, one tenant for xyz.com, and so on. So it's basically a flat structure. There's no hierarchical system like AD at all. Next is, it completely runs on PowerShell and REST APIs. It has got SAML authentication, OAuth authentication, but the best part is, it is client agnostic, which means you can access Azure AD from any platform, from laptop, from desktop, from mobile phones, from tablets, from anywhere basically, right? That is what makes it so good, isn't it? And apart from that, because there is an assurance of Microsoft that everything is going to be nice and secure, we trust Microsoft. Obviously, we do, right? Me being an ex-Microsoft also, yes, I do trust Microsoft. That's why I'm doing this job in the first place, right? Yes. So this is the differences. Going next. So how do we really modernize is by doing these four little steps, okay? So first is modernize, or I can say normalize your Active Directory domains. When I say normalize, a lot of companies are still running into a decentralized structure. Imagine one separate domain for Malaysia, one domain for Singapore, one domain for Japan, one domain for Korea, So in this way, if you are looking to go to the cloud, imagine you have to get four tenants up to the cloud if you want to. Better would be just consolidate all of them into one single infrastructure services, kind of a model, which is going to be called as a centralized model. Then take it to the cloud, much more easier to migrate, much more easier to manage, much more secure as well. Okay, that's what we focus on. Second is, clean up your OU structure. Why is this important? Because you might have, things which are been, your current AD has been running on, say, for 5 years. Administrators keep coming, keep going. Then you have got people who keep requesting for a new OU or a new user account or blah, 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 whatever be it. So there is a lot of information which might not be relevant to go to the cloud. That is where this is the right time to go ahead and look into your current OU structure, okay, this one, and see how can you, clean it out, make it much more cleaner, and then take it to the cloud. So that's the next step, basically. Once you do that, you also have to make sure you improve your security. As I showed you in the previous slide, in a hybrid AD structure, your on-premises AD is the most important, basically, because whatever you do there is going to get replicated to the cloud. So make sure you have got right security practices on your on-premises Active Directory. Next is solid provisioning, of course. Why is provisioning so important? Because it helps you automate stuff, and it also helps you standardize stuff. Simple example would be, when an employee joins a company, What happens to the employee? He gets a username. He gets an email address. He gets added to 10 different groups. He gets a laptop assigned to him. He gets a business card and so many things, right? Basically, if you're a big company, there's going to be many more things to do as well. But if it's all manual work to do, this could take maybe days and days for you to get the things ready. I've been to organizations where I was as an employee, where I was hired and had to wait for like 4 days to get my account running, my email addresses working, my laptops running, and so on. Why? Because there is no solid provisioning there. That's where we help. What we do over here is, imagine a situation where you have a list of workflows already configured, new guy joins in, you just run a particular workflow, it automatically creates a user account for you, assigns them to all the groups, assigns them to all the possible laptop, departments, whoever is going to assign a laptop, gives you a city, gives you a manager as well, and so on. You can do all of this under a nice approval workflow kind of a structure. And in a minute or two, you have an account ready, and you have an employee working in the next 1 hour or so. That is what I'm talking about over here. So we have all these things done. It'll be much more nicer for you to go to the cloud at the next step, and you'll have very, very, very less issues. And of course, much more secure cloud as well. Okay, so normalizing AD, basically principle over here is for your domains, forest, you have to synchronize to Azure AD, the better it is. Okay, the good times is right now. You have to look at your structure and see, am I really ready to go to the cloud? Or if I'm not, what is the next step I should do? Maybe I should look at it myself, or I should contact Dell Software. Okay, you can do that either as well. Of course, better to normalize before you migrate rather than after you migrate. Because once you have moved everything to the Azure AD tenant or to Office 365, it's going to be very difficult for you to separate stuff. I was thinking, this is a wrong hierarchy I wanted. Maybe I could just change something here. Or maybe I could move this application somewhere else. It's going to be a tough job later on. So rather, do it now and then move to the cloud. Much more easier way to do it. Second is the OU structure. We all know this, so users and groups are all over the place, right? So make sure you clean it up, make it much more standardized before you go to the cloud. Good security delegation, it's very important. Why? It's because role-based approach to AD security ensures you are mapping up the right information, clean and good information to Azure AD, okay? You have to make sure about this. Solid provisioning, deprovisioning, because it helps you also improve your security here. Okay, imagine once a user is created as per a nice provisioning policy, he's going to be added to the right groups. There won't be any random addition of users to random groups anywhere, which means you are securing yourself. Otherwise, imagine a situation where I have my colleague who is also an administrator, and I'm also an administrator. But he says, you actually manage finance groups, right? Can you add me to finance group for a while, and I will just go and read some information, and I will be out of it. Can you do that for me? I'm like, no, I cannot. Oh, come on, dude, you're my friend, Just do it for me. And I will add him there. He is a part of an administrator group who manages the finance groups. He goes into the finance groups. Whatever he wants, he would do that. Read information which is unauthorized for him. Do all of information reading, and finally come back and tell me, okay, I've got all the things which I wanted. Now, go ahead and remove the rights. This kind of things can be avoided completely if you have a good security measures taken already, okay? So now, we have spoken about on-prem AD, we have spoken about the cloud AD. What happens when you integrate both of them together? We call it, basically, hybrid AD security. So we all know this diagram, right? On here, we have our on-premises AD. If you have multiple domain structure, it's going to look like this. And you've got your cloud. 75% of the enterprises who are running more than 50 or 500 users are already running in a hybrid AD mode, which means it is more important for them to look at it right now before they fully-fledged go to the cloud. OK, so having an on-prem AD has their own challenges. Having a cloud has their own challenges. But having a hybrid Active Directory has its own challenges as well. Something like this, Basic one is business challenges over here. Insider threat, the biggest one, I would say. as per any research, if you go out and do a research on, you know, security best practices and so on, the first item is 22% of the threat is actually from an internal employee. Okay, so forget about, you know, trying to put nice big firewalls and, you know, securing ports and putting nice routers and so on thing. If you're not secured internally, you're not secured. You might have heard about these, you know, there are some big, there was this company, I can't really give you the name right now, it's a big retailer in the US, had a very crazy internal attack and, you know, ended up losing out a lot of credit card information across the world and ended up paying fines of billions of dollars. Okay, who is that? I can't really give you the name, but what happened was, insider threat was the biggest challenge for them. Somebody was making use of the internal information and sharing it across with the other companies or other outside world, and eventually when they got to know, it took them 8 months to find it out. 8 months to know that there was actually a breach happening. Okay, so we can actually help you avoid this. Okay, so we have systems which are in place to help you do auditing, to help you be compliant, and if there is an unauthorized access happening, to alert you instantly. There is an alert, you know, there is a unauthorized access going on over here, and how can you take actions according to it? We can do that. Similarly, technical challenges could be, you know, no automatic remediation, lack of detailed auditing. If you are a company who follows a good compliance structure, there would be auditors coming, you know, like say Deloitte or EY. They might come to you and ask you for reports. Like, okay, so you say you have data stored in this particular file servers, and there are 4 administrators in your company. Can you give me a report on how these guys access these resources, at which time, which date, who has access to what particular resource, and so on? Just give me all the reports. And when you guys cannot give the reports, basically auditors will actually fine you, right? That's why we help you, making sure that, you know, you have the detailed auditing reports available, whatever's needed to give it to your auditors. Okay, so what we have designed is basically something called as a hybrid AD security lifecycle methodology. This is our own design, okay? We haven't really borrowed this from Microsoft or anyone else. We designed it on our own, thinking this is the best practice for our customers. Whoever is looking to modernize basically should follow in this way, okay? Just little 4 quadrants over here. It starts with continual assessment, which means whenever you have a new application coming in, whenever you introduce a new servers or new systems, you have to always make sure you are continually assessing your environment so that you are always aware that if I'm adding something new, what is going to be changing after that? You know, am I still continuing to be secure or not? You know, because a lot of time what happens is you have to introduce new application, new software, you open up things which are not required. And you might end up not closing them out after the whole software inclusion is done. That's why we make sure we can help you doing we can help you doing continuous assessment. That's why we do that. The next is, once you have done your assessment continuously, we can help you do detect and alert. If there's any unauthorized changes happening, we can go ahead and tell you, you know what, there has been a change from a guy called Manish on a server called as a Windows file server, or maybe on a mailbox of a CIO, and he read a file called as, you know, salaries, or he opened a mail called as confidential. We can actually tell you this instantly by sending you an alert onto your SMS or onto your email. Okay, we have all these provisions available. Right now, I'm not talking about any solutions here, but we have all these solutions once we talk about this in detail. Okay, the next is remediation and mitigation. In remediation is basically, if something goes wrong, you know, what should I do? What should be my next step? Or else, how can I prevent this from actually happening in the first place? So we give you provisions or we give you solutions to help you, you know, remediate from a possible or mitigate from a possible future risk which can happen. That's what we do under remediation and mitigation. The last is investigate and recover. Of course, it's very important. If something has gone wrong, like an example of that big retailer, like it took them 8 months to figure out there was a leak of information. It took them another 6 months to figure out how it actually happened. You know, like, who was the person? If I tell you the how it happened was very, very simple. Basically, somebody from outside, okay, got to know one of the user's employees, username and password, So he saw his system, he opened the system and made a, that guy's supposed to be an administrator. He went to an Active Directory, he made a new account from a different user completely, gave access to him to a different account altogether, and this way he made like four or five accounts, hierarchical wise, gave them different level of permissions, and eventually used a help desk account to copy information and leak information. Okay, and honestly, when they were doing investigation, they couldn't figure this out. It took them almost 6 months to figure out, you know, there was actually a leak and how it actually happened. So even after knowing that there is a leak happening, it was going on for another 6 months, you know, like people were actually still copying data and still sending outside. They were like, okay, how do I stop this thing? Because they don't have any system in place to actually control it. That is where we can actually help you. There are solutions available with us which can tell you if there is an unauthorized user being created by some other group, which group has got access to which are resources, how many times do they access those particular resources, what permissions do they have, what kind of resources have been copied over, are they copying any specific files, and so on. We can literally know everything, so we have solutions for that. Okay, so let's go and look into this quadrants one by one. Starting from continuous assessment, basically questions like this. Who has access to what sensitive data and how do they get access? Simple question, right? Compliance officer will ask you this question. Okay, so you say these are your sensitive data, right? Who got the access and how did they get the access? You're like, okay, how, I don't know, but who, I know. But how, I don't know. Let me just ask my managers, you know. Okay, guys, give me the reports next time when the auditor comes in. I want to answer this question to him. If you can't answer, you're gonna be fined. So easier is, if you have a solution, we can help you answer all these questions. Second one is, who has what privileges in AD, in servers, in SQL servers, in Exchange servers, in file servers like Windows, NetApps, EMC, on the cloud, so on. By the way, all of this, what I'm talking about today, works for on-prem AD, for Azure AD, for even Office 365. Okay, so we can even audit Office 365 as well. Then about the threats. Under detect and alert, we basically ask you questions like, how will I know if any suspicious privilege account activities have occurred? Okay, if there has been any unauthorized changes happening or access happening, how do I know that? Second is, have any changes occurred that could be of a significant insider threat? Example is somebody adding a user to an enterprise administrator group. Okay, if there is no alerting system, the guy is already added, he can do whatever he wants. But if there was an alerting system in place, it will tell you, you know, it will send you an SMS or an email telling you there was a guy added to enterprise administrators group. That's where you can start questioning, you know, why was he added there and blah, blah, blah. So you're basically, you know, proactively protecting yourself there, okay? Next is, how will I know quickly if an intrusion has actually happened? Because we give you all kind of auditing reports, and we give you a mechanism or analysis system which can tell you that, you know what, it's actually happened on this date, at this time, at this place, by this person. So we can tell you all of this as well. Okay, there could be a brute force attack right now happening. How can I even prevent from that? We have solutions to help you with that as well. Next is remediate and mitigate. So is access control allowing these whitelist or in the blacklist, you know, so you can have all this in place? Do my users have lower level of users, right, possible for the jobs to be done? I'm not sure. Let's see. So we can actually run some scripts, some of our, you know, inbuilt tools to see what kind of permissions do the users have. Do they have the more permissions or do they have less permissions? If they have more permissions, we can actually do baselining and remove the excessive permissions as well. We can do that. Next is, are my sensitive resources protected? Simple one would be file servers with data. Are they really protected? How can I know that? If I have solutions which can tell me, I can make sure that all my file servers carrying important data is protected. This also works very well for SharePoint Online, SharePoint On-Prem, OneDrive for Business as well, okay? Finally, the investigate and recover. So, how can I be sure that it doesn't happen again? Which means if my system goes down, how can I make sure that it will not happen again? So we basically give you, I would say a virtual lab to test out your current recovery plans and see if there's a disaster happening, how can I actually see my recovery happening itself, you know? We give you a virtual lab, basically. Then, how can I test my business continuity plan? So, you know, you might see that, oh, I've got a very nice plan made over here, which is talking about my AD recovery if something goes wrong. But you know what? I haven't really tested this at all, but I know from my experience this is the right plan. This will actually work. So if you're not sure, are you sure that this is really going to work when disaster happens? No. That's where we give you options to test out your business continuity plan and, you know, test out your recovery plan, basically to make sure that if there is a disaster actually happening, this your plan actually will work as well. Okay, so we give you these provisions. What is my AD RTO? RTO is basically recover time to something like that. I forgot the actual reason. Then the next is, can I secure access to my DCs before? Yes, you can do that. So, you know, this kind of questions are basically answers using our solution. So if you have these concerns, right, you know that Dell software basically has this solutions to help you investigate and recover. Last, I just want to talk about why Dell software. Of course, why is because, look at these numbers. If you look at our experience-wise, we've been Quest like since, 15 years? Then we became Dell software. So looking at our overall experience, we have done over 140 million Active Directory management of accounts, whereas we have done 59 million plus mailbox migration to the cloud as well, okay? We are 2 times Microsoft ISV Partner of the Year, and we are a Messaging Partner of the Year, finalist this year for Messaging Partner of the Year as well. Okay, then we do auditing of 101 million accounts worldwide. I can't really say this, but a lot of top agencies, top customers, you know, I would say, use our auditing solution to audit customers as well. Okay, just to be aware of that. These are just our awards, so I would say this year we actually got few awards as well. Okay, so this is one of them, which we got this year. Then we have this solution as well over here, which is called as Migration Manager for PST, basically to help you migrate your PSTs across environment into cloud. Okay, and many more as such, so I will just have you look at this screen for a while. And the next is support-wise. Whenever you choose a vendor, right, to help you with any kind of a thing, maybe management, maybe migration, or anything, it's very important to look at something called as support. Are these guys available locally? Do they have presence available locally? If something goes wrong, who do I contact? You know, okay, there are vendors, you know, who would say, okay, something goes wrong, I'm always around, we have a support center, but the support center is in the US, so please call during the support hours. If you call after hours, there is blah, blah, blah cost associated to it. So that way, we make sure we give you support available locally. If something goes wrong during your business hours, we are available there without any cost. This is all inclusive of the licensing cost which you pay upfront, basically. And the last is, of course, a summary. We have global support, future ready, because we are working a lot with Microsoft Cloud now. So a lot of our solutions, if you're going to see in the next quarter or so, are going to be focusing towards the cloud completely. Okay. Complete lifecycle, only vendor who can do end-to-end software management. And the last thing is basically on, just go to this website, have a look at our portfolio, what do you think is the best one which suits your environment, have a look at it. And we do have tryout options available to try out the solutions. There is also a demo lab available online. Okay, I'm just gonna show you a quick video over here. That's about what's coming up next. So as I told you earlier, we are going to be Quest Software soon, in the month of November. Okay, so we're going to be changing our name from Dell Software to Quest Software again. So whoever is aware of Quest will know what's coming next, actually. So let me just quickly play a video for you.
Technology today touches every part of your organization and often influences whether you win or lose in the market. But as the possibilities for your business grow, IT is becoming bigger and more complex. This leaves your IT team struggling to keep up and you vulnerable to security threats. You know what you want to be: a secure, mobile, data-driven organization that harnesses the cloud. The problem is, you aren't getting there fast enough. It's time for a change. It's time for you to be ready for what's next. Because what's next is here now. Our systems and information management solutions help you spend less time on administration and more time on innovation. We help you turn data into insights quicker, modernize your systems faster, optimize the application experience, and get control of every device that touches your network. Our systems management software automates and simplifies the work being done at more than 100,000 organizations worldwide. We get you to the cloud quicker with tools used to control, protect, and modernize over 180 million user accounts. Backed by a community of more than 4 million data professionals and expertise across 50 data platforms, we help you spend less on database management and focus more on being data-driven. And we slash application and data recovery times for more than 70,000 customers, so end users have a great experience with every application they use, every time they use it. We have the software, services, and support to address today's challenges, so you can focus on tomorrow's opportunities. Hey. So let the data grow, and the apps multiply, and the devices proliferate. Let the business ask for more. Let the disasters come, and the hackers hack. Because now, you have the advantage of more time. You are ready for what's next. It's time. Dell Systems and Information Management.
Soon to be Quest Software, actually, okay? So, yeah, thank you very much for your time.